Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to land the plane. Final segments of the Daily Tip here on a Thursday. We'll get to our best bets in a mere moment here on the show. Din Day and for Jinx. Before we get to that, though, I want to ask you this, Din, because this is a choice that I have to make almost weekly, because at least once a week, me and my husband will go get ourselves a breakfast sandwich. And they have all these options on what bread you can use. So I want to ask you, what is the correct vehicle, a.k.a. bread, for a breakfast sandwich? Is it A, a biscuit? Is it B, a bagel? Is it C, a croissant? Or is it D, none of the above?
All right, well, so it's very much not D. You can get a lot of good stuff with there, with the three that you had given. So here, I have a follow-up question, because this is important. What kind of protein are you also having with the breakfast sandwich? Bacon, sausage, turkey sausage, maybe chicken sausage? Like, what is the meat?
Okay, so it's a bacon, egg, and cheese.
All right, so a bacon, egg, and cheese in Nashville is best on a biscuit. If you were more northern, the biscuits aren't good up north, you want to go on a bagel. Now, if you're really feeling yourself, you go a croissant. But in Nashville, I'm saying biscuit. Final answer.
Does it everything have to be regional? That's like when people are like, do you love Nashville hot chicken? It's like, no, not really. Do I have to love it? I think biscuits are honestly a little too heavy for me in the morning. Like, I like biscuits by themselves, but with the sandwich, it's like kind of crumbly and it's just really heavy. Like, I don't know what type of biscuits you're eating, but like the ones that are just, they're dense. So I think for me, I've been having croissant. I like that it's like a little flaky and light. And I don't think it weighs down the other flavors. Because sometimes when you eat a bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit, a lot of the flavor is the biscuit. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think my favorite is croissant, followed by bagel. Bagel's good, too.
Bagels are great. And also, it depends what kind of bagel. So, like, I have a breakfast sandwich every day. I go home and I make it. Big on Asiago bagels at the moment. You know, a little bit of turkey sausage and egg with some hot sauce on an Asiago bagel is perfect. If I'm really feeling myself, Chelsea, I'll go get a pretzel bun, and pretzel bun for a breakfast sandwich will change your life if you've never tried it.
See, they have an option there where it's pretzel bun, it is ham, it is avocado, and it is egg. So, like, there's no bacon involved, which makes me a little sad. Yeah. But that's like my bougie option. It's not an everyday option, but something if I want to do something a little different. Because normally for me, it's bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant, or it's the pretzel bun, Swiss, ham, and egg. Like, it's something, you know, uppity like that.
Yeah, that's very uppity. I spent an enormous amount of money when I was in college at Sheetz because it was within walking distance. And, you know, Liberty had a bit of a curfew thing. I would just kind of not follow that at all. So I'd be going to Sheetz at like, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., whatever it is, with a bunch of the homies. But I'd constantly get a breakfast sandwich with maple chicken sausage, eggs, hot sauce, maybe some onions. I didn't have a girlfriend, so that worked. And then a pretzel bun. And that's like the killer Sheetz. It just, they destroy it. And it was so good. Like, I'm talking hundreds of dollars over the courses of semesters at Sheetz on that sandwich.
Onions?
Oh, yeah. A little bit of a crunch. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, I feel like people are either team onions or team no onions. And I am very staunchly team no onions. I feel like they don't do anything. Like, I'll add them to chili or something that needs flavor, but I don't want to taste the texture of them. It feels like worms to me.
What kind of onions are you having?
Those little worms. White ones. You know what I'm talking about.
Mine, like, they were a little crisp at Sheetz. So there's like a crunch to them, but it's like a fun crunch, not a bad crunch.
I don't know. Pass. I like the normal ingredients on my bacon, egg, and cheese. And that's what I'm sticking with because I'm a traditional gal. All right, let's get to who we have the most faith in today when it comes to our bets. All right, best bet for both of us, it looks like, is going to be on Thursday Night Football. All right, Den, you are the guest host today, so you get to bat leadoff. What you got?
All right, so I got a couple no basketball ones today. Learned my lesson. Had a big bet on the Warriors last night. Found out no one was playing. They didn't give us that information at 8:45 Eastern time yesterday. So I'm shying away from basketball today. I'm going to go Nick Chubb over 20.5 yards, rushing yards against the Bills tonight on Thursday Night Football. I think this is going to be a big running game for Houston. I just don't think that you can put Davis Mills out there for a third week in a row and ask him to throw 40 times and expect the results to be positive. So I think they're really going to key in on the running backs. And on top of that, Buffalo has a weakness in the run defense. That's something they can really take advantage of. Houston is fighting for a playoff spot. You know, they're on the outside looking in if the playoffs started today. And not only that, they're third in their division, in a division where they were supposed to win. So I'm expecting a lot from Houston today. I think they're going to play like a desperate football team, and I think Nick Chubb is going to be one of the beneficiaries of that. So I'm going Nick Chubb over 20.5 yards.
Yeah, and it's a low number. So when you start handicapping this game, the best matchup on paper is anybody going against this rush defense of the Bills, who's giving up 5.4 yards per carry. That is the second worst mark in the NFL. So you got to pick a running back. So the problem is, Woody Marks is running back number one currently for the Texans. But if you look at his last game against the Titans, he had 18 carries for 44 yards. That is 2.4 yards per carry. So I'm expecting more of an even split here, and I think they revert back to what they were doing a few weeks ago. And plus, Nick Chubb gets a 20.5. That's a low number. You know, he's hit this in three of his last four games, and he hasn't even gotten that many carries. So I'm going to rely on Nick Chubb more here. I'm going to hit the over on his rush prop of 20.5. I do think this is going to be a closer game, so I don't see the Texans abandoning the run, especially when Davis Mills is your cornerback. So that's going to be the best bet for me.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Me. All right, other bets here, Den. What else you got?
So I got another Nick Chubb bet. I thought about potentially parlaying this, Chelsea, and then I decided, no, I'm just going to take two straight bets, give myself a better opportunity to win, and I'm going to take Nick Chubb over 5.5 carries. So I'm really banking on the fact that they're going to let him get a healthy amount of work tonight and have him run the football. So I think he's going to go over 5.5 carries. I think he's going to go over 20.5 yards. It really shouldn't be that hard. Just give him the ball 7 times, let him get 22 yards, and everyone's going to be happy and healthy. So I'm going Nick Chubb over 5.5 carries.
Yeah, I like that. I know we don't track units on this show, but I feel like if I were to play that, I would split a unit in half and put it on the yards and the carries. That way, like, you're not sunk underwater if, like, you know, Nick Chubb doesn't have a big game or a medium-sized game, according to these numbers. All right, next up for me, I'm going to go to Josh Allen. Feels like a dependable guy, right? I think the matchup kind of warrants that you go with Josh Allen to have a big game with his legs here. Because if you look at the Texans' defense against the pass, they're one of the best secondaries in the NFL, at least according to numbers, allowing the fewest yards per attempt of any defense in the NFL. So I think Josh Allen takes over this game on the ground, as we saw last game against the Tampa Bay Bucks, where he ran for 3 touchdowns and had 40 yards on the ground. So it is a high number tonight at 33.5, but this is a primetime game, and a lot of his receiving options are also on the injured list. So I think it's a Josh Allen game with his legs.
I am going to agree with you, but we're going to take a very different angle on this one. My final bet is a Josh Allen bet, but I need to preface this. I am not putting my hard-earned American dollar on this bet. This is a promo bet. This is a token bet. If you get a free bet at BetMGM, this is how you use the free bet at BetMGM. I'm taking Josh Allen, 2+ touchdowns at +525. He's done this 4 times already this season. He did it the last time we saw him on the field. He went for 3. And because they are limited in their receiving options, and Josh Allen is honestly just better in short yardage situations than the running backs that are actually on the roster because he's so massive, I like Josh Allen when they get to the goal line to do it himself. So I'm going to take Josh Allen, 2+ touchdowns, +525, using a BetMGM promo bet that does not require me to use my hard-earned American currency.
Yeah, those are the type of bets you use with the promo bets. I still feel like there's a pathway for Josh Allen to win another MVP award this year. He's +450, and it just feels to me like he has the added benefit of being so good with his legs. Like, I understand, like, Matt Stafford is scrappy, and so is Drake May, but they're not on the same level as Josh Allen. Like, the passing numbers, obviously, are way better with Matt Stafford and Drake May right now. I'm just saying, at that price, I still think it's in the realm of possibility for Josh Allen to still win MVP.
Especially considering the talent that he has. Like, if you were just a blind ranked talent with the Patriots, the Rams, and the Bills from a skill position, you know, perspective, the Rams are the clear top of those three. You put the Patriots next, and then you put the Bills. He still doesn't really have a true number one wide receiver. Yeah, James Cook's a really good running back, so I'm not going to take anything away from him. But he doesn't have a true number one wide receiver, and he's still putting up the caliber of numbers that he is. And on top of that, he has 6 touchdowns in a game. If he does that for a second time, I mean, that's a crazy number to have.
Right, and we saw that this matters to voters last year because Lamar Jackson had wild numbers. Lamar Jackson had 41 touchdowns to 4 picks. I repeat, 41 touchdowns to 4 picks last year and did not win in the MVP. That's crazy.
Insane. There were people that were very rightfully upset about that. But I think you're right. I think Josh Allen could absolutely win it again this year. And because it's so close on the odds board with Drake May and Matt Stafford, it does feel like the play, if you're late to the game, the play would be on Josh Allen, not on one of those two other guys.
Right, unless people are like, hey, we gave it to Josh Allen last year. Let's pick somebody new. I feel like Drake May does that, have that going for him because people are like, Matt Stafford has already had so much success. Let's go with the shiny new toy in Drake May.
Stafford, I think he's playing so well, though. And not that I think he needs this, but it would cement him as a first ballot Hall of Famer if he wins MVP. He's already going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he'll be first ballot. He's already going to be a Hall of Famer, though. But an MVP, I think, would cement him as first ballot Hall of Famer.
I mean, whatever your take is on Matt Stafford, like, the fact that he is still playing at this high of a level is damn impressive. Because there were people coming into the season, they're like, Matt Stafford's going to be held together by Gorilla Glue. You can't trust the Rams. Look at the Rams. Look at Matt Stafford. Toughest player in the NFL, it feels like. All right, that's going to do it for us here on The Daily Tip. Have a great Thursday. Best of luck on all your bets. We will see you same place, same time, 6 a.m. in the East, here on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.